Homestar Runner, often abbreviated as HR, HSR, or HSTAR-R, is a cartoon series which is generally distributed as macromedia flash animations, available from homestarrunner.com. It mixes an absurdist sense of humor with copious references to the 1980s and 1990s pop culture, notably video games, classic television, and popular music. Although originally conceived as a book written for children, the series is most popular with, and has been gravitating toward, college and university students and young adults. Cartoons normally center on Homestar Runner, a clumsy and unintelligent athlete. The antagonist Strongbat, however, is more popular among many fans, and the series of cartoons in which he answers email from viewers is the most prominent feature of the site. Strongbat works closely with his sidekick, the Cheat, and his muscle-bound older brother Strongmad, to prey on Strongbat's rotund and constantly depressed younger brother Strongset. Several other characters fill out the world. Homestar's hippie girlfriend Marzipan, his best friend Pom Pom, their coach, Coach Z, local businessman Bubs, the king of town, the Poopsmith, and a surreal character Homsar, who talks in mostly gibberish. By focusing on internet distribution, the animated series has been able to reach a large audience to which they wouldn't have access to otherwise. The site has built a loyal following by updating nearly every Monday with new short movies, games, and music. There are plentiful opportunities for interaction with the cartoons, with many featuring hidden Easter eggs. If a certain area on the screen is clicked at the right time, additional animation appears. These eggs typically include short cartoons, video clips, pictures, songs, or occasionally alternate versions of the site's main page. History. Homestar Runner was brought to life in 1996 by two bored college students. Mike Chapman and Craig Zobel were working that summer in jobs related to the 1996 Summer Olympics. On a day off, they visited a bookstore where they found that the state of children's books was dismal. Intending to rectify this, they wrote the original story, The Homestar Runner Enters the Strongest Man in the World Contest. The story featured Homestar Runner, Pom Pom, Strongbad, the Cheat, and quite a few characters that soon disappeared from the Homestar Runner world. This hand-drawn book was the only incarnation of the characters for several years. By 1999, Matt and Mike Chapman, who typically call themselves the Brothers Chaps, were learning Flash and looking for something to practice on. Digging out the old children's book provided a solution. By January 2000, homestarrunner.com was live. Matt Chapman provided the voices of the male characters, while Missy Palmer, then Mike's girlfriend, now his wife, that of Marzipan. The site grew slowly at first, but by mid-2001, it began to take off with the first Strongbad email. The number of visitors to the site grew, and by March 2003, the site had outgrown his original host. Currently, merchandise sales pay for all the costs of running the website, as well as living costs of the creators, whose retired parents manage many of the business aspects. The Brothers Chaps have a creative freedom that they would not have doing a regular TV show, because they run their own website and refuse to put their characters onto the small screen. Originally, they developed Homestar Runner as a labor of love, and for their own amusement. Though the site sells Homestar merchandise, it has no commercials. In fact, a few of the cartoons parody advertising, with products like Fluffy Puff Marshmallows, and advertisements for the Cheat's own cartoon, Cheat Commandos, a parody of G.I. Joe, where we are encouraged to buy all their playsets and toys. Though the internet was initially the only mechanism for viewing Homestar Runner, the first 100 Strongbad emails were released on DVD on November 8, 2004. The Strongbademail.exe box set retained the various hidden features of the Macromedia Flash originals. Also included were three unreleased emails, two music videos, commentary tracks by the characters and their creators, and other features. A fourth collection of emails on DVD was released separately on July 25, 2005. And a Toons DVD called Everything Else, Volume 1, was released on November 14, 2005. Volume 2 of this collection is expected to be released in early 2006. Origin of the name Homestar Runner. Regarding the origin of the name Homestar Runner, Matt Chapman had this to say from an interview with Kevin Scott. It actually comes from a friend of ours. There was an old local grocery store commercial, and we live in Atlanta, and it advertised the Atlanta Braves. It was like, the Atlanta Braves hit home runs, and you can hit a home run with savings here. And so there was this player named Mark Lemke, and they said something like, all-star second baseman for the Braves. and our friend knows nothing about sports. So we'd always do his old-timey radio impression of this guy, not knowing any positions in baseball or whatever. He'd just be like, "Home star runner for the Braves." And we were like, "Home star runner? That's the best thing we've ever heard." Sub-cartoons. The Home Star Runner world features several sub-cartoons and spin-offs. These cartoons take place outside the normal Home Star Runner world, and the main characters of the normal cartoons do not necessarily appear in them. When they do, it is often not in the same way they appear in the Home Star Runner world. Each of the main characters also has two alter egos that appear occasionally, a futuristic anime-style alter ego and an old-timey alter ego. There are a host of other minor characters who sporadically appear in various emails and the other recurring mini-cartoons listed below. These characters include A. Steve, Senor Card Gage, The Wheelchair, Trogdor the Burninator, Marshy the Marshmallow, Spokes Thing for Fluffy Puff Marshmallows, Starence, Little Green Goblin, Mr. Schmellow, the band Limousine, and Biscuit Dough Hands Man. Teen Girl Squad is a crudely drawn comic strip narrated by Strong Bad. It began after Strong Bad received an email asking him to make a comic strip of a girl and her friends. The comic parodies four archetypal high school cliches, which is evident in their nondescript names: cheerleader, so-and-so, what's-her-face, and the ugly one. In their quest to become unique and popular, the characters are bland and monotonous. Though they are just stick figures, Strong Bad often subjects them to gruesome and unusual deaths. Later, 3 months after the email, new Teen Girl Squad episodes were made. Presently, there are 10 episodes, the last one being colored, since it celebrates the strip's 10th annual anniversary. In some episodes, one can click on some of the letters and it's over to see extra footage, much like the Strong Bad emails. Lil Brudder originated in a drawing created by Strong Bad for the sole purpose of making Homestar cry. He is a puppy with only one leg who dreams of being a quarterback someday. His motto is, "I can make it on my own." His debut was in Strong Bad Email 109. He recently starred in his own cartoon, where he was met by his friend Tenderfoot, a two-legged elephant. Tenderfoot was created when Strong Sad asked Strong Bad if Little Brudder meant Little Brother, implying that Strong Bad saw him as analogous to a one-legged dog. Strong Bad replied that he saw Strong Sad as more of a two-legged elephant named Tenderfoot, who could power a small city with his whining. Sweet Cuppin' Cakes is another cartoon created by Strong Bad in response to an email request. The cartoon, designed to be as crazy as possible, takes place on a surreal multicolored plane resembling a disco dance floor. Violation of Reality is the miniseries' forte. The central character is Sherlock, a cross between a cow and a helicopter, who communicates through a series of weird noises and spends each episode trying to catch a worm that crawls in and out of the ground. Other characters include A. Steve, an anthropomorphic polygon that appears once an episode to deliver his eponymous catchphrase, "A. Steve," hence the name. In The Wheelchair, voiced by Bubs, whose goal in life is to destroy A. Steve. Strong Bad also plays himself in the cartoon, though his head is an old Casio VL-tone keyboard. Whenever he becomes angry, it plays the demo, the German folk song Unterlander's Heimweh. It also featured is another small, anthropomorphic polygon named Primetime, with blonde tufts of hair that, according to Homestar, does a tiny, tiny dance. This tiny, tiny dance man is based on the ready-for-primetime eyebrow style Strong Bad made for Strong Bad in the email entitled Haircut, hence the name. Upon seeing it, Strong Bad said, "Sweetie Cakes," and Strong Bad remarked that it does look like one of them Sweet Cup and Cakes guys. 1936. Some cartoons take place in an old-timey setting, circa 1936, with most of the Homestar Runner characters having direct counterparts in the 1936 universe. These cartoons are in black and white, with film grain and scratchy, noisy sound. They parody the distinctive style of animated cartoons during the 1920s and 1930s. One such cartoon features an original song by the comedic a cappella ensemble, The Vinci's Notebook. 20XD6, pronounced 20XD6, is yet another cartoon in response to an email. asking Strongbad to create a Japanese cartoon. The main character, Stinko Man, is an anime version of Strongbad with blue hair, a shiny body, and real cool robot boots. He goes around looking for some light fighting, or maybe a challenge. His features are based on the popular conception of stereotypical anime characters held by non-fans. Also featured are the stylized versions of Homestar, 1UP, also owned by Kid, Pom Pom, Pan Pan, coded like a panda, and Marzipan, heavy Sailor Moon influence, though she only appears once. Other characters have been remade into their 20XD6 counterparts, though their exact names and full appearance have not been revealed. By playing the game menu and collecting the multicolored pills that cross the screen, the player is able to modify the aircraft along with the picture that accompanies it. There are renditions of the cheat, yellow spotted blob with large blue eyes, and Coach Z, white face with twitching eye. Another character introduced in a short tune, Stickly Man, is a parody of the under-construction GIF seen on many websites. Stickly Man is prone to shoveling pudding. Some fans believe that Stickly Man is the 20XD6 version of the Poopsmith because of this, but any connection between the two has been hotly contested. Furthermore, his appearance fighting with Stinko Man devils is a spoof on the popular Xiao Xiao series of flash animations, which detail stick figures and highly animated, effects-laden battles of martial arts and firearms with one another. The name Stinko Man is a reference to Email 52, entitled Island. In the cartoon, Homestar and Strongbad end up stranded on an island in the middle of the ocean, and Homestar accidentally calls Strongbad Stinko Man. The year 20XD6 is in reference to the ambiguous year 20XX, in which the Metroid series takes place. The series also draws inspiration from Dragon Ball Z, Ranma 1/2, Neon Genesis Evangelion, Street Fighter 2, Sailor Moon, and others. The Stinko Man theme song is one of the selectable stage tunes from the NES game Rad Racer, written by Nobu Uematsu, with Neo-Japanese lyrics, i.e., challenge and fighting that challenge tonight. The game section of the Homestar Runner website includes a Stinko Man 20XD6 side-scroller game, in the style of early 90s Nintendo or Sega games. It's especially similar to Mega Man games. It also includes mock English phrases such as, "An other victory for Stinko Man." As the site is updated, new levels are being added to the game, extending its playability as well as adding new features. A shmup level, introducing 1UP as a playable character, new pages into the menuel, etc. Powered by the cheat. Some sketches are portrayed as being drawn by the cheat, who has his own distinctive animation style that he produces on his iMac computer. The drawings usually consist of an amalgam of clashing textures, pixelated JPGs, uses objects, and uncoordinated voices. The cartoon characters also have amorphous appendages. This style has appeared in many forms, such as in Strongbad emails, cartoons, and even its own welcome page. It is rumored that the Brothers Chaps tried this animation before settling on the current type. In Powered by the Cheat segments, Mike Chapman provides intentionally poor imitations of his brother Matt's normal voice work. Note that these animations clue us into these cheats' fantasies and insecure personality. Strongbad Email 87 Mile is an ideal example of what he most desires yet cannot possibly possess. The cheat shamelessly elevates his status in the eyes of others through praise given by his boss Strongbad, while Marzipan finally gives him the attention and affection he's been craving. Note that the two rarely exchange words outside of a fabricated Flash universe. Cheat Commandos. The Cheat Commandos are a fictional line of action figures that all resemble the Cheat wearing different outfits. The Commandos are an extensive parody of popular 80s version of the G.I. Joe dolls and cartoon. As with G.I. Joe, the Cheat Commandos figurines are all nearly exactly the same. The cartoon has silly dialogue, bad animation, mindless action sequences, and stereotypical characterization. And the entire series exists to sell merchandise. The Cheat Commandos theme song ends with, "Buy all our playsets and toys." The Cheat Commandos fight an evil organization known as Blue Laser, a clear parody of G.I. Joe's arch-nemesis Cobra, and his hopelessly incompetent, hot-headed leader Cobra Commander, known in the UK as Red Laser. The Cheat Commandos were inspired by the Strongbad Email Army, in which Strongbad commands the Cheat to spy on Homestar Runner and his Homestarmy, Strong Sad Homestar, and some inanimate objects, poised to attack Strongbadio. The cheat is dressed in his black commando gear and demands to be referred to as Firebird, which Strongbad reluctantly does, though it's just not a good commando name. An Easter egg in the email shows Firebird's action figure package, which is also featured in the first Cheat Commandos cartoon. Holiday specials. Several episodes have been dedicated to special days of the year. For example, every Halloween, a cartoon is released that features all the characters in costume, celebrating some traditional aspect of Halloween, such as ghost stories, trick-or-treating, or pumpkin carving. On April Fool's Day 2005, fans were greeted with a page that stated that fans would be required to purchase a membership to continue viewing this site. The page contained a full tour, which parodied paid membership websites. It also featured three short clips, Homestar counting the seven, a Strongbad email segment, and a Teen Girl Squad and Sweet Cup and Cakes crossover episode, in a trial version game which lampooned Space Invaders. On the same day in 2004, the main page was replaced with an under-construction page, which turned out to be a Stinko Man 20XC6 cartoon in disguise. In 2003, the main page was replaced with a King of Town main page. The characters also celebrate an annual holiday called the Cimberween, which features gift-giving, carol singing, and decorated trees. The fact that it takes place on December 25th has been presented as just a coincidence, seeing that Decemberween traditionally takes place 55 days after Halloween. Other holidays include New Year's Day, the big game around the time of the Super Bowl, St. Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, Senorial Day, reference to Senor Card Gage in Memorial Day, Flag Day, Independence Day, which Homestar calls Happy Fireworks, Labor Day, reference to the Labor family in Labor Day, and Thanksgiving. Most holiday cartoons are archived in the Toons page and can be accessed using the Holiday button on the top right of the remote. Some sketches use real-life puppets of Homestar, Strongbad, and the Cheat. From time to time, the characters are featured with a little girl known simply as Little Girl, actually the niece of the brothers Chaps. Furthermore, the Chapmans themselves occasionally make a cameo appearance, with their own characters in various skits, most notably in the puppets' appearances on the StrongbadEmail.exe DVDs, as bonus features and Easter eggs. This DVD set also contains extensive puppet content, including a scene in which Homestar Runner plays Mike Chapman in a game of basketball. Marzipan's Answering Machine. These are the messages left on Marzipan's Answering Machine by Homestar, Strongbad, Strongside, and the others of the town. The messages are not updated as frequently as Strongbad emails. They tend to include prank calls from Strongbad, as well as calls of various sorts from other characters. Online video games. Homestar Runner offers a variety of online games that feature one or more of their characters. The first games were simple in nature and are now found under super old games and such. Some of the games include Homestar Talker, which allows you to make Homestar say various sentences, and Spin and Say, a variation of the popular children's toy of the same name. More recent games have been released as products of Vitalectrics, a side project of the brothers. These games are far more complex, spoofing many popular 80s video games. Their greatest gaming endeavor, Peasant's Quest, is an adventure game featuring a young peasant named Rather Dashing, who vows to kill the destroyer of his cottage, Trogdor. The game uses a system that's a near replica of Sierra Entertainment's Adventure Game Interpreter, used in King's Quest, Space Quest, and several other early Sierra titles. The most recent addition to the website is Stinko Man 20XC6, a spoof of the Mega Man video games. A link to all these games are found on any of the main pages. TMBG music videos. Recently, the brothers Chaps have partnered up with the rock band They Might Be Giants to produce a music video of their song Experimental Film, available on the website. Other TMBG songs have found their way onto the website in the form of Puppet Jam, a subset of Puppet Stuff, where Puppet Homestar rocks out with TMBG. The TMBG website has hinted that more videos are in production. Homestar Runner, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. http://en.wikipedia.org. And this sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.